Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love. And our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we learned that it is an honor to be chosen by God to serve Him. Let's continue with that discussion today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
And it's an honor to be chosen of the Holy God who created the heavens and the earth, who created all that is, that without Him was not anything made that was made. And I wonder if, having the honor of His call, we did it with all of our heart. We didn't quit in adversity, as Proverbs 24:10 says, "He that fainteth in the day of adversity." You know, he that quits, in other words, that person, his strength is small. Don't quit in the day of adversity. As a child of God, we should rejoice that our Heavenly Father had a special will for us. I'm glad He had a special will for me. Now, I will admit there have been times when you're under fire, you wonder, why me? But the truth of the matter is, you just stay true, you stay faithful, and you'll find out that sometimes it is the joy of the Lord that becomes your strength, as they were told in Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And so, what you do find out, that if you'll do it in His strength, just like the little boy, I could push that, finally got to the point where I could push that mower, knowing of my dad and mom's trust. And if you got God's call, you know you can do it. It's important to Him. And we should want all the will of God to be important to us. That's why we should know His will. And constantly affirm that in all these things, in verses 4 through 7, and really this whole chapter, we should, as the present tense, that is continuing tense, affirm this in an ongoing consistency. I want to close out this part with Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, because I want you to know it's not by our works, it's by His call and His enabling and His Holy Spirit. And for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves. You see, you can't earn salvation. You can't get good enough that, well, I may not have earned it, but God will like me so much for all this work I've done, He'll save me. No. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not something we earn. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Wouldn't we do that? Boy, I went out and I did this. Boy, God couldn't help Himself. He had to save me. Oh, no. But He says, for we are His workmanship. Verse 10 of that same passage, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God, that is, hath ordained that we should walk in them. You know what that means? You're saved. God actually does have a specific will for your life. Back there, just a few short years ago, I had some hemorrhagic strokes. And I don't know why. Every stroke just bled out my optic nerves, and that was it. And am I what I was before that as far as the physical things go? No, I'm not. But God has helped me along and has improved me and things like that. But I want you to know that being alive and having heard him say, you know, people don't have four strokes and live, four hemorrhagic strokes and live, but you've had them. And probably one of the funniest things, I remember an old John R. Rice story and of somebody holding him up and putting that gun on him, and he says, "Are you threatening me with heaven?" He witnessed the guy and led him to the Lord. And so when the doctors and the other ones that were with him were saying that, you know, you better be careful, this is going to kill you, this is going to kill you, you know, all this other stuff, you should be dead, you should be dead. I said, "Are y'all threatening me with heaven?" They were actually telling me things I need to do that I've been doing for years, so it wasn't something new for me, and things I should not do that I didn't do. So it was just interesting at that. But look, without him I am nothing, but through him I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And that's true for every saved person. And so, after my problems, one of the things I wanted to do is said, "Okay, Lord, you've kept me here. Obviously, you had a purpose." My friend, that's what I want to challenge you to do. What is God's purpose for your life? What is that specific thing, that specific will that he wants you to do? I mean, we think of Noah build an ark. He built it. They went through the storm, the flood. Then afterwards, he was given another thing. Okay. We populate the earth. Okay, so again, they were to do God's will. And God's will wasn't just for him to build an ark, it was to continue. And throughout the Bible, you find where people had a call, they did it, but that wasn't just a thing they did. Sometimes God expanded, he wanted them to do this next, do that next, and you just seek, "God, what is your purpose? Impress it on my heart, confirm it with your word, led by the Holy Spirit." Why? Because, my friend, because it is an imperative command that we constantly affirm these things, we also know that we have a personal, and that's right, I'm saying it, personal responsibility before God to do these things, to commit our lives to these things, and never quit. Now, my friend, have you really sought God's purpose? It may be different than what he had before for you to do. You might be a Sunday school teacher now. He might change that. You might have been a bus worker. He may change that. But it doesn't mean that you can't be a bus worker any longer. You can't be a Sunday school teacher any longer. It doesn't mean that you can't be used of God any longer. And you can remain faithful to God's house. And you can remain doing those things that you ought to do. You can stay in God's word. You can pray and read the Bible. And you can edify others and show them the things that God has given you. That we together may constantly affirm these things. So, what does constantly an imperative? I'm asking this again. I'd asked it before. But what does constantly an affirmative mean to you? Are you seeking? What is his purpose for your life? And my friend, with these things, within the thought of these first seven verses, seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. Seek him. Seek him and keep on seeking him. Perhaps you're listening today and God spoke to your heart. No, I didn't really give a salvation passage today. You may be listening on radio, but my friend, God wants to save you. If you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home, that's the first most important thing you must do. Christ died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. And my friend, that was before you were even born. He died for them. But you see, the blood he shed was pure, precious blood that would be applied to your account if you would receive him. On my website at www.centralcentralbaptistocala.org. If you'll go to that site and you'll click on to where it says the plan of salvation, you'll hear me deliver and show you how to be saved. And if you'll follow that, God will save you. I don't save you, but God will. I'm just delivering His plan for you to be saved. But if as a Christian you've listened to this, and you found yourself quitting in the trials of life, you found yourself giving up, you found yourself not liking it, and nobody likes to be criticized, accused, and all the things that happen, but listen, don't quit. Jesus didn't quit. As we read there in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 through 25, He never quit. Don't you quit. Don't quit. Just keep on, keeping on for Jesus Christ. So my friend, you say, yeah, you know what? I've fallen back. I used to. Don't be a used to Christian. Do it again. Don't be a used to. Do it again. Get up. Get up and start back for Jesus Christ. You'd like to do that? Then I would ask you to listen to me as I pray right now. As I pray, ask God, as you listen, that if you agree with it, to do this for you. Dear God, You're my Heavenly Father, and I thank You for dying for my sins and raising from the dead. You've called me. You've wanted me to serve You, and You have used me to serve You. Forgive me when I get discouraged and quit, or when I don't do the best I can do. Help me to be holy and acceptable, and for all those things for which I will give an account unto You, keep me mindful of them, and help me to obey and fulfill those things according to Your will. Thank You for loving me. And thank You for being willing to still use me. And Lord, I pray now, You'd show me Your purpose of what You want me to be and what You want me to do in the rest of my life through Your guidance and through Your word by the Holy Spirit empowered. And I will do it. I will do what You would have me to do in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, please call your pastor and let him know that you've made this decision. We'd like to hear about it too. You can write us at the address our announcer will give to you here in a few moments, or you can email it to us through our website. But however, we want you to just really go all out and let us know, because that's an encouragement to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. So I want to thank you for listening today, and please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands on the hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.